Artificial intelligence and the federal government have become bedfellows of sorts. Agencies are looking to adopt this technology for their own operations, and many regulatory agencies have to oversee how AI makes its way into critical areas of the economy. The Comptroller General convened a forum on AI to look at some of this stuff. Here with an overview, Dr. Timothy Persons, Chief Scientist at the Government Accountability Office. Dr. Persons, good to have you back.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be back.
And it's kind of opportune that we talk about this at this time because we had this crash of a car quite visibly the other day that seems to have some intelligence built into it, some artificial intelligence. But let's back up to the forum that took place actually last year. What was the purpose of the forum and who were some of the participants convened under the GAO?
The forum was convened to have a opportunity to discuss artificial intelligence in terms of its opportunities, challenges, and then policy implications. The Congress was particularly interested in this. This was requested by the House Science Committee, the chairman and the ranking member, and that's because they want to have a prospective look at what's emerging in this area. And so the Comptroller General likes to host foresight-like events on this. This is obviously a key technological development that's having tremendous impact on all sectors of the economy and the public sector. As you know, GAO supports the Congress in its legislative activities. So just helping the Congress look at that was the purpose of the forum.
And who were some of the participants from government and outside?
When we get folks together, we like to have not only federal officials, but also folks from the private sector, from academia and nonprofits, to look at all the facets of this particular topic. So we had several researchers, for example, who were doing advanced research on these things, ranging from criminal justice applications to automobile safety. And then we also had some regulatory personnel from various federal agencies who work in these areas, for example, like the SEC's regulatory function over the financial market. So we like to have that cross-sectoral conversation because the federal nexus is quite important, and all these various agencies have a particular role. But it's much broader in terms of what's happening in the private sector and what needs to happen in terms of education and other nonprofit activities.
And one of the topics concerns cybersecurity, which concerns both the private sector as much as the federal government itself. And what did you look at with respect to AI and cyber, and any conclusions drawn?
Yeah, so cyber is one of those complex adaptive systems challenges that we're facing in today's world. And so AI is just a mechanism to or a tool to try and wrestle with that complex challenge. So AI has a tremendous potential to help the human operator. There's never going to be enough human operators to deal with the problem in and of itself and to monitor networks and things like that. So there's going to be some amount of artificial intelligence support to the mission. The key issue is how do you do it in a reliable way? How do you do it while preserving personal privacy and constitutional civil liberties at the same time? And so that's one of the key challenges that that cyber is looking at. But they're working on things now, and it's just something that our policymakers want to keep an eye on in terms of how we, again, both gain the benefits of the technology and avoid the undesirable effects.
And the issue of ethical norms came up in the automation of cyber operations, too. How did that come about?
Yes. So one of the key things on that topic, a good example was in the financial services. How does one, when you apply for a loan, how do you get adjudicated in terms of your lower risk and therefore the bank will give you a mortgage, let's say, or a car loan or something versus your considered higher risk? A lot of machine learning can and will continue to go into that. The key question is that consistent with our constitutional values of equal opportunity and things? And there can even be, with these algorithms, these unintended consequences that pop up. So there's just a need to look at things and get explainability on the algorithm so you can ask the question of why did you come out with this answer given these inputs? And that's a big challenge, and that's the key thing that's being worked on right now in research.
We're speaking with Dr. Timothy Persons, Chief Scientist at the Government Accountability Office. And let's talk about automated vehicles, something that the federal government will have to regulate. It regulates every other aspect of vehicles at this point. And we've seen some spectacular failures of artificially intelligence-equipped vehicles. So it seems like a half-baked thing at this point. What were your main findings there?
Great question. The main thing is that really the automated vehicles, you need to have a nice symbiosis between the safety regulatory side, our National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, and the various states that have their own functions and express their own motor vehicle safety rules to work symbiotically with the private sector, who obviously is doing a lot in this area. There's a lot of excitement, of course, and its transformative effects potentially on transportation. But safety is a key concern. We've had an unfortunate loss of a human life recently and some other crashes. And so regulatory sandboxes, as they call them, is what are required. We need to have those in order to de-risk the technologies, to test things out in a safe environment so that failure happens safely and doesn't cause the loss of human life, and yet you get the safety benefits, so the regulators actually know what questions to ask or hold the system accountable to.
And let's get back to the ethics question, because I see that informs so many of the areas that you looked at. We talked about cybersecurity, but also criminal justice and financial services. I guess this issue of bias in the algorithms is really something that every agency and really every industry that's developing this needs to be on the lookout for?
Correct. And so the challenge with the bias is that at times it's unintended, where the data are sort of concentrated perhaps in one particular area, and the algorithm is just going to go where the data tell it to go. And so that's just where you have to have an appropriate sampling of data, representation of the situation, whether it's criminal justice or whether it's financial markets or what have you, so that the algorithm has a chance of being as accurate as you want it to be. What's important, though, is to bear in mind is that we have biases in systems all the time. The key thing is what opportunities these algorithms might be able to bring to reduce or minimize some biases. And so you can test and interrogate an algorithm many more times and much more quickly than just a human decision system alone. And although these technologies aren't designed to take the decision maker out of the loop entirely, it may be designed or helpful to helping at least alleviate or mitigate even unintended biases.
Algorithms are part of it, but also the data selected to apply into the artificial intelligence system. That seems to be an important part of it also.
That's exactly right. There's no success. You can have the best algorithm, and if you don't have quality data or sufficient data, unbiased data, then no algorithm will be able to overcome that. And conversely, if you have great data, but your algorithm isn't good, or the weighting factors are wrong and various things, then that also can compound things. So you're exactly right. It's the joint relationship between the algorithm or the computer code, the software, the system, and the data itself.
So agencies thinking about this technology, do you have advice for them?
Yes, I think the key thing is asking the question, if you're a department or agency, where is my environment where I can allow innovation to happen? I can experiment with AI safely, i.e. these regulatory sandboxes. And who's in charge of sort of curating and culling the data? Who's also in charge of dealing with the ethical issues? What are the things I'm trying to avoid? And what are the things that I'm trying to enhance? And looking at it really as there's opportunity with these things. And asking the right questions and setting the right environment is going to be critical for this. This isn't something you just take and throw right into mission operations right away. You need to have a robust research, development, and testing environment. And that's entirely possible in today's computational world. You just need to think through and ask the right questions. What am I trying to do? And what are the ethical norms that I want to make sure I'm reinforcing?
Dr. Timothy Persons is Chief Scientist at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Find a link to the AI report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.